Thoughts on the Psalm, Psalm 144, the complete Psalm, verses 1 to 15. Militant spirituality. I'm trying to convey the idea that comes over in this Psalm. David is speaking, he's speaking literally in Old Covenant terms, but he is speaking in terms of battle, war, fighting, the military. But of course, in the New Covenant, believers know that the New Covenant tells us that believers are engaged in a war. And it speaks in no uncertain terms in Ephesians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians 10. We have clear references to our warfare and the battle and the armor we should wear and the enemies we have and so on. So let us look at this psalm then, bearing in mind this change of covenant. David speaking of swords and battles and wars and actions, but we, of course, in a spiritual sense. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual. Nevertheless, they are weapons of warfare. And that's the overall point I want to make. The picture for a believer is not the holiday camp, nor is it the nursing home. It's the battlefield. It's the struggle. It's the trenches. It's the war. Is the fighting. Look at the picture here. Verse 1. David can speak of war. And again in verse 1, he speaks of battle. In verse 2, he speaks of God being his fortress, God being his stronghold, God being his deliverer, the one in whom I take refuge, the shelter, the protection, the camouflage, the defense, the protection I need. And the conquering hero here that David speaks of in verse 2, subduing peoples under me. God is his deliverer. God is his stronghold. God is his shield, he says, verse 2. He's my shield in whom I take refuge again, this defense and protection. God is his fortress. God is his victory. He speaks in verse 6 here of shooting arrows and routing them, the enemies. These are victory terms. These are battle terms. These are war terms. He speaks of victory in verse 10. The one who is the Lord, he gives victory to kings. He delivers his servant David from the deadly sword. He rescues me, he says. And he prays for it. Deliver me and rescue me, verse 11, from the hands of foreigners because of their judgment upon him. It's all here. Verse 14, breaching of walls, captivity, distress in the streets. You can see the pictures in war zones, the distress, the so-called collateral damage and all that. Well, all these are brought into the psalm. Of course, 2,500 years ago, 2,800 years ago, the war would have been different, but it still would have been as painful and as grievous and even more painful in many ways than it is today. But of course, for us, brother and sister, we are engaged in a mortal battle with the enemies of wickedness, sinful powers and spirits in high places and people and principalities and powers that would bring us down. The whole world lies in wickedness. And we are talking about defense and distress and battle and war and fighting for Christ. Now, be careful then with the New Covenant. We don't do what so many have done down these centuries of the gospel. Go back to the Old Covenant and pick up the battle, the sword, and try to force people by the sword into Christ. Crusades and such law. All this is quite wrong. Well, we are in a real war. I remember in the Second World War, I remember the account of it. The early days were called the phony war. There didn't seem to be any action. There's no phony war now, brother and sister. The moment we're converted, we're in the front line. Well, there's no cozying up to the enemy. There's no negotiation. We must defeat the enemy. We must overcome the enemy. I'm speaking spiritually, but the gospel, prayer, the power of the Spirit in that gospel, let us overcome the world and see many rescued from the enemy camp and brought into the kingdom of Christ. And may we stand fast against all the devil's wiles, wickedness in high places.